The Environmental Protection Agency was in the remote community of Iliamna yesterday for the second of two public hearings on whether the agency should roll back its Obama-era proposal to impose restrictions on the Pebble Mine. Despite pouring rain, more than 50 Alaskans from across the region filled seats in the old Crowley hangar at the Iliamna Airport and spoke directly to EPA officials. Unlike the hearing the day before in Dillingham, where public input was unanimously against the proposed Pebble Mine and EPA's new course, the reaction in Iliamna was more mixed. Representatives from Pebble Limited Partnership and the Alaska Miners Association spoke in favor of the project, and several local residents said they were hoping for more job opportunities in the region. That included Iliamna resident Margie Olympic, who has been employed by Pebble for 11 years.
I take pride from where I come from and what I was taught growing up. But I also know the value of having a job and supporting my family at this age. Fishing does not and could not support me and my family 12 months out of the year.
Olympic and others urged EPA to allow the project to begin the normal permitting process. But many speakers criticized EPA for considering rolling back the restrictions, voicing fears about the mine's potential impact on the Bristol Bay salmon fishery. Everett Thompson is a commercial fisherman from Naknek.
The only true economy with longevity is a renewable economy, and we have that. It is scary to keep investing into the fishery with an ever-looming threat of Pebble Mine. Please do what is right. Do not withdraw your Clean Water Act proposed determination.
Several speakers also criticized EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt for making the decision to settle with the Pebble Limited Partnership this spring without public input from local communities. EPA will take comment on its proposal until October 17th.